All right, up next, we'll move along to Stanford coach Johnny Dawkins. Coach is online, and we'll go ahead and take questions.
To ask coach a question, please press star 1. Again, to ask coach a question, please press star 1. Your first question comes from the line of Bud Withers, Seattle Times.
Johnny, Stefan Nastich appears to have really upgraded his play this year. I just wondered if you could assess how he's done.
I think Stefan is, definitely improved. He's worked very hard in this game this offseason. I think if you look at his career, he's gotten better and better for us, and he's playing with a lot of confidence. He's playing like a senior, and I'm just really proud of his overall development.
And overall, going to the Sweet 16 a year ago, did it bring a carryover at all in terms of just confidence in the program and guys' belief in things and knowledge that they can get it done?
I think it does. I think it gives the guys confidence. I think for your culture, it's a very good thing. Our guys saw what it took to accomplish a goal that they had in mind, and they were able to achieve it. I think from that, having some of those young men return, Stephen, Chasen, and Anthony, give you a nucleus of guys who bring a lot of experience and have been in a lot of tough ball games, which I think helps you grow.
And finally, how about a quick take on the league? Do you see a clear favorite?
I think the league, as always, and I've been asked this question a number of times, I think it's going to be very competitive. Of course, you have some teams at the top that have had very good preseasons. But, every year I've been in this conference, it's been extremely competitive from top to bottom. And I don't see no reason why that's going to change again this year. I think you have some teams that have separated, with the national rankings. But I think, whether you go on the road or at home, you're going to play teams that are going to give you 40 minutes of hard-fought basketball, and you're going to have to earn your victories.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Again, to ask coach a question, please press star 1. Your next question comes from the line of David Bush, BearInsider.com.
Morning, Johnny. Could you kind of give a mini scatter report on Washington State and what problems they present to you when you see them?
Well, in scouting Washington State, we just played last night, so we're moving on to that game now. And first of all, they have a terrific coach, so I know they'll play with a lot of confidence. I think, and what I've been able to see, they play a real up-tempo style of basketball, and it's a fun style of play. And they have guys that have really improved from last year. You're looking at some of the numbers, and I've been able to look in the stats. It's remarkable, some of the jumps, and some of the stats offensively, field goal percentage shooting, rebounding for a guy like Josh Hawkinson. I'm always excited to see that in young people, and I like to see young kids develop, and I think they do a terrific job, and they're a very competitive basketball team.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Your next question comes from the line of Coach Theo Lawson, Lewiston Tribune.
Yeah, Coach, I was going to ask you a similar question, but specifically pertaining to Josh Hawkinson, how much of a chance have you had to see him on tape, and what do you remember from him about last year, if anything?
Well, just look at the numbers, both scoring-wise and also rebounding, he's made significant jumps, and that's incredible. I've seen a lot of kids improve, but I haven't seen a young man improve that much in one season in quite some time. And I give the staff a lot of credit, for having him believe in himself and for them putting in the time to work with him to get him to that point. And he's one of the best big men in our conference, and he's proven that day in and day out, thus far in the preseason. And I've really, really, been impressed with what I've seen.
Thank you.
Again, to ask coach a question, please press star 1.
Are there any additional questions for Johnny?
Your next question comes from the line of Bud Withers, Seattle Times.
Johnny, I'll throw one more at you. You've no doubt seen some of the huge upsets in college basketball this year, with New Jersey Tech beating Michigan and Texas Southern winning a couple games on the road. Is there anything different about this year, or what do you attribute it to?
I just think, you know, basketball has been trending toward this direction, you know, for quite some time now. And I think everyone's come to a realization that we have a lot of parity in our game. And you're just not going to walk out there and throw the ball up and expect to beat just anyone. You're going to have to bring your A game and for 40 minutes to win. And I think it's exciting. I think it's exciting for our game. I think, you know, whenever you roll it out there before, you could look at teams and go, okay, we're just going to get this win potentially based on who you were. That's no longer the case. And I think it's forcing everyone to prepare differently and have their young people understand the importance of every game that you play, not just maybe a conference game or not just a big opponent, but everyone you play is a big game, and you have to approach it that way. And I think those are the teams that have been the most consistent through the preseason.
Is that a message? I mean, have the results of the early season, is that a message that you've used at all in getting your team ready?
Definitely. You know, we've been watching, as everyone has across the country, just the games that have been somewhat surprising. And, you know, we've tried to tell our players, you know, we have to approach the game, you know, with a certain focus no matter who we're facing. And you can't, you know, let your guard down because a team doesn't have a certain name or it's not a certain brand. You can't approach it that way. You have to have more maturity than that and go out there and face your opponent and respect your opponent, you know, always. And that's kind of what we've preached. And fortunately, we've been fairly consistent, but, you know, it's tough out there. Everybody's good and everybody's capable of beating you.
Thank you.
All right, that was it for you, Johnny. Appreciate your time. Good luck this week and have a happy new year.
All right, thanks, Dave. Same to you. Take care.
Okay. We'll see you.